From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The White House says President Obama begins a four-day, four-state western trip today with a visit to Montana. There, he is scheduled to hold another town hall meeting on health care. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The event in Montana will be the president's second health care town hall this week, this one taking place in the home state of Democratic Senator Max Baucus, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, who is leading health care talks in the Senate. In Big Sky, noisy demonstrations are expected outside, featuring groups that have been trying to derail any big changes to the nation's healthcare system. But counter-demonstrations in support of the president are also expected. At his Tuesday town hall in New Hampshire, the meeting inside was very different from the noisy protests outside. The president faced none of the angry questioning that members of Congress have seen at town halls they've been hosting around the country. Mr. Obama has yet another town hall scheduled for Saturday afternoon in Grand Junction, Colorado. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Firefighters are battling wildfires in most regions of California. The largest is in the Santa Cruz Mountains, about 70 miles south of San Francisco. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
2,800 acres, or about 4 square miles, have burned in what's called the Lockheed Fire, about 10 miles north of the city of Santa Cruz. More than 2,000 people have been evacuated, most of them from the small town of Bonnie Doon. 1,000 acres have burned in another wildfire in a remote rural area of Alameda County near the suburb of Livermore. State resources are being stretched thin. Fires are also burning in northern Santa Barbara County, where more than 40,000 acres are scorched. And to the north, firefighters are battling blazes in Trinity and Shasta counties. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Football star Michael Vick, who served a prison sentence after being convicted of conspiracy and running a dogfighting operation, has been picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Andy Reid says he feels good about giving Vick another chance.
As long as people go through the right process, they deserve a second chance. I've seen people close to me that have had second chances, that have taken advantage of those, and then people, it's very important that people give them opportunities to prove that they can change. And so we're doing that with Michael.
Vick was once the highest paid player in the National Football League, but he's been suspended since 2006 due to his legal problems. Football Commissioner Roger Goodell has conditionally lifted Vick's suspension. He can play in the last two preseason games, but will not be able to play in regular season games until Goodell approves that. The president of Taiwan says that about 500 people are known dead after floods and mudslides triggered by Typhoon Marakot last weekend. European stock markets have been trading higher today. This is NPR News. Two Egyptian fishing vessels held hostage off the coast of Somalia are now headed to safe waters. After 4 months in captivity, the crew members reportedly overwhelmed Somali pirates. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Crew members of two Egyptian fishing vessels attacked their hijackers with machetes and other tools Thursday off the coast of northern Somalia. The vessels had reportedly been anchored there since April when Somali pirates commandeered them in the Gulf of Aden. Andrew Mwangura of the Kenya Seafarers Association says the Egyptians killed two of the pirates and are now holding several others hostage. The crew has already set sail and is expected to alert naval vessels patrolling the area. Somali pirates are believed to have hijacked the Egyptians because the Egyptians were illegally fishing in Somali waters. Illegal commercial fishing is rampant there and denies many Somalis a major source of income and food. The Egyptians reportedly gave the appearance of befriending the pirates, and when the pirates relaxed, they attacked. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Air traffic controllers and the White House have reached a tentative labor agreement. Both sides say they hope it will end years of poor relations. Union members have 45 days to ratify the proposed contract. Issues include pay and vacation time. President Obama had said as a candidate that he would attend to the problems, and the 15,000 controllers working for the government have been without a contract since 2005. The operator of a cargo ship that caused an oil spill in San Francisco Bay in 2007 has pleaded guilty to federal criminal charges. The ship sideswiped the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge in November of 2007, spilling 53,000 gallons of fuel. This is NPR News.